This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Amid the coronavirus outbreak, northern New Mexico's Rio Arriba County faces new challenges to meet the needs of its residents in recovery. After consistently seeing one of the highest overdose death rates in the country, the county last year received federal grant funding to ramp up programs that prioritize treatment over incarceration. Khalil Ekolona of our show Your NM Government spoke with Rio Arriba County Health and Human Services Director Lauren Reichelt this week about how the county is working to address the interconnected issues of addiction, homelessness, incarceration, and unemployment during the pandemic.
I think our first 2 weeks, we suffered a lot of dislocation because we relied very heavily on face-to-face contact with our clients and on transporting them. And we had to get pretty creative about finding alternative ways to do things. And what we discovered was we had really put together a structure over the last decade and a half for responding to an epidemic. The epidemic we were responding to was a non-infectious epidemic, but it was an epidemic, and that some of that infrastructure we were able to rapidly convert into how do you respond to an infectious epidemic. One of the things that we discovered as we were working on jail diversion, first of all, we very quickly, right at the beginning of the epidemic, the state police did a raid where they arrested a whole bunch of people because we'd seen an increase in homelessness, most likely caused by our jail diversion program. Because what we're doing by jailing people for substance abuse issues is if they get picked up, say, for a probation violation or something and stuck in the jail and they're working and they have a home, is they lose that job in that home and we've created a new homeless person. So the police did this raid. Our jail, we had gotten it down to 80. They shot it up to 140. Then we had to quickly start releasing people because the best way to spread COVID-19 is to tightly pack your jail. So we got it down to 42, which is as low as it's ever been. But as a result, now we're seeing an increase in homelessness on the streets and all of the problems that go with it. What we're discovering is if we don't want to see a rise in COVID in November, we have got to develop a solution that doesn't involve housing them in a congregate setting, but still gives them shelter and allows people to seek out and maintain their recovery.
Have you all come up with anything yet?
Not yet. I feel like we have attacked the mask issue and the PPE issue, and we've come up with several makeshift solutions for that. But the homeless issue is really intractable and very hard to solve. And we're working on it, and our goal is to have something in place, I would hope, by September.
Are you worried about continued funding for your programs through the pandemic?
Oh, I am absolutely terrified about it. In fact, what the state is requiring us to do right now is we have been reliant on grants, and we have about 24 of them. That's a nightmare to administer. They've created a new Medicaid billing designation for counties, and we are the pilot program. So we are scrambling to try as soon as possible to be able to start billing Medicaid. Right now we're 100% grant funded. I would like to see no more than 1/3 of our funding come from grants and 2/3 come from Medicaid. If we're able to do that, then we stand a much better chance of being sustainable.
What are you seeing for people who are in recovery? How is the pandemic affecting folks?
There's been a real disruption, I think, to treatment services. So initially, all the residential treatment services closed their door to new clients because they could not risk having somebody come in and infect everybody. But we have worked with our public health department. I have a group, Rosie the Respirators. It's just ad hoc group of sewers making masks. And we got personal protective gear to the health department, and they are testing everybody in congregate settings for us. So now that we're able to do that, we were able to put a protocol in place so that our residential treatment centers can begin accepting folks. We have not been able to transport, so we are working with UNM to become a Project Echo Hub so that we can do telehealth. What we're doing now is we're putting a case manager at the homeless shelter, and our goal is to telehealth them in with a Suboxone provider so we can forestall withdrawal symptoms for them and to try and get them into treatment. And we hope eventually to be able to provide those services ourselves.
Lauren Reichelt, thanks again.
And thank you.
That was KUNM's Khalil Ikolona speaking with Lauren Reichelt, Health and Human Services Director for Rio Riba County. This is an excerpt from a longer interview that originally aired on our show, Your NM Government. Catch it every weeknight at 7:30 p.m. on KUNM or find it wherever you get your podcasts. Your NM Government is a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico PBS, and the Santa Fe Reporter.